Happy Monday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, coming to you live on Memorex from the default location, almost default route. My default route, my routine has been interrupted. And I must admit, I was semi-triggered. Part of it could have been me just being dramatic. It could have been just me wanting to take advantage of the situation so that I was can be able to participate in some outrage. I want to participate in outrage too. Just because I got my shit together and everything is cool doesn't mean I don't want to have my moments of outrage and disgust and irritation. Just because I'm in harmony with everything, or basically have developed an understanding of everything, mixed with a proper amount of apathy, which I feel is very underrated in happiness. Apathy is probably the most underrated thing in happiness there is. I want to be outraged too. They blocked off my walk. I'm walking up here. Okay, now granted, the bike pathway has been labeled as closed for almost 2 years now. Maybe a year and a half. They got signs up. I mean, real official, like metal signs, you know, like city ordinance signs and all that, saying it's blocked off, saying it's closed and not to use it. But hey, we've been using it for years. But now when I walk up today, there was an actual physical barrier. Now, of course, I could have went around the barrier. I could have did that. But, you know, it was enough to let me know, okay, I better not go that way. And there's probably people up there. Oh, they're working. You can see it. And if you come here, here's what you see. See? This kind of lets you know, all right, we told y'all it was closed. Y'all didn't want to listen to us. So this is how we're going to do it. And this is kind of like this at the other end, but, you know, not as hardware-ish. And if you look down there, you can see they're actually working. And I get it. They don't want to work. So it's 9:53 now. I need to keep walking for another 12 minutes in this direction. But as you can see, I don't want to have to cross the street. I used to walk that way and cross the street, but I don't want to have to go through crossing the street to walk that way. Because I need to keep walking in this direction for another 12 minutes. So I'm going to try. I'm going to see. Because I usually don't like to come this way because of this light here. I don't want to have to stop and wait at the light. But let's see how good it is. Maybe if it's not so bad, I'll come this way. Because I usually get to this part and I walk up to all the way back up to Oxnard and then walk back down here and then go back on the pathway so that I don't have to go through this. But it looks like this isn't so bad. Yeah, this wasn't too bad. This was not that bad. I could probably do this. This was not that bad. Less than a minute. And I got back and I'm back on the pathway. So maybe, you know, I may have overdone that, but yeah, that's not so bad. Maybe I can, and then what I'll do is I'll just come this way instead of walking up Fulton and walking back Fulton. I'll just cross the street and continue walking on this until I hit my time, and then I'll turn around and walk back. But also, after a while, if I do this so many times, I'll start to recognize the landmark, because my walking is very consistent. I usually get 100 steps per minute, and the times that I walk is very consistent. Every now and then, I think when I get in shape and I'm doing a little bit better, my weight is down, I'm feeling good, I'll start noticing that I walk faster, because on my 50-minute break, I go out and walk. I already know the landmark, where to go and where to turn around. I did it so many times with the timer that I was like, okay, I know this is it. You know, this is how far. And kind of that way, back in the ultimate remote location when I'm in Youngstown too, there's a couple places I know. I mean, when I'm walking, all right, this is gonna be far enough. It's gonna be time for me to turn around. And then the alarm go off. I still set the alarm back there. But on my first break at home, I know where to walk, I know where to turn around. and I get back. And I'll do that for a while, and I'll notice that I'll get back earlier and earlier. I did notice it when my weight was down. I was feeling good. You know, I was like on the path and motivated. And then I had, Fourth of July and travel, concerts and birthdays where I kind of got off my routine. The other thing too, I realized my routine keeps me healthy. My routine, my daily routine, what I am used to, what I wake up to, what I want to wake up to and do every morning, what my body is quote unquote conditioned to do, keeps me healthy. It's beneficial to me. Meaning that I eat better, I act better, not act better, but I'm more disciplined. You know, it's a regimen. And I have to have a regimen, it seems. And also, I realize what I'm gonna have, what I should do, not have to do, but what I should do is find something that motivates me to do after work. And hopefully it'd be something productive, something along the Jeffrey TV legacy line, something that I can work to and build and see a result after so much time. You know, not necessarily something. Well, I have no problem with just doing something that I enjoy, where there'll be no return on that investment, no physical return on that. Like, say if I get off work and I start working on my websites or something, I'll see a tangible progress. I'll see tangible progress. There'll be actual return. You know, but then I can't say that resting, there's no return on resting. I can't say there's no return. You know, there's no practical. I can't even say there's no practical return if I just stop and watch TV and relax. You know, I really can't say that. You know, I can't really say that I'm not getting anything out of that. And I can't use the word practical either. So, I want to see something tangible. But then I guess you could see rest and feeling better is tangible. Because I know my attitude, and I feel better right now. Got good rest this weekend. Yesterday, I didn't really do anything. I got up, started my routine a little later, but I walked my steps, came home, ate my breakfast I usually eat, got dressed, doing some shorts and stuff, and then kind of, you know, took my time. Well, the way I take my time if I'm doing something, you know, it might be normal speed for everybody else, but for me, I was taking my time. And just, you know, got my laptop, grabbed a couple cameras and a few gadgets. Said, yeah, let me just go out and, you know, play in the car a little bit. You know, maybe make some music in the car. Hear what stuff sound like in the car. Maybe hook up my cameras and videotape and all, do all that. But I got in the car, it was too hot. It was just too hot. You know, I wanted to find a park or something to go to. I kind of knew that the Sepulveda Basin, Whitley Park, Balboa Park area was going to be crowded. So, and it's kind of small anyway. So I said, I don't want to keep going there. Let me try to go to a bigger, better one, whatever. What I should have did was just set my sights to go to Castaic Lake. That's about a 40-minute ride. I should have just did that. But I ended up going to a place called Hanson Lake. And I got out there and my first destination took me to a golf course. And I was like, oh, you know, it was green and stuff. And, you know, it had a nice little parking lot, but it wasn't no shade. And it was 100 degrees. It was hot. You know, I was like, oh, okay, this ain't working. But I'm cool just to sit here in the air conditioner truck. I mean, in the Jeep, you know, and just vibe for a little bit and see, figure out where I want to go. Because the whole idea, too, was for me just to get out of the house and let the Roomba run. That's how uncluttered my life is. My goal yesterday was just to leave the apartment long enough to let the Roomba run. That was like 40 minutes, baby. That was my whole thing. That was my whole focus. And I got out and I left there. And then I went and found the Hanson Recreation Area, you know, because I was at the golf course. And I should be able to pause this, pull those pictures up, and show y'all. I'm going to figure that out one day. And then I went to then I Googled Hanson Recreation Area, and they took me out to where, you know, it was more recreation, huge swimming pool, huge, biggest swimming pool I've probably ever seen in my life, and it was packed. Huge swimming pool, and it was packed. And just like at this golf course I was at, Hanson Lake Golf Course, whatever, there was minorities. It wasn't all white men. I saw, in fact, for one of the first people I saw when I pulled up, there was a black guy golfing. And he had like dreads or whatever. Not dreads, but you know, those like Brady things or whatever. And his hair, he had a weave. You know, so he was kind of cool like that. I was like, oh. Kind of looked around. And it was a few Hispanic people. It wasn't, you know, all white men. Then I went to Hanson Recreation Area. And it was a swimming pool. It was all Mexicans. It was Mexicans and black folks, basically. It was, you know, white people there, of course. But it was definitely more ethnic than I thought it was, than I thought it should be, or whatever that means. But it was so many people in that pool. The pool was so big, and it was so many people in it. I was like, damn, that can't be healthy. I was like, that cannot be healthy. There's no way, you know, somebody ain't swapping germs in that pool with all them kids in there. I'm like, it was just like, and it was just, it was packed. It was, and it was so big that if you walk out to the middle, you know, even though, you know, it's not like, you know, I'm sure it's only, you can still stand up and, you know, do whatever you got to do in it. You ain't like you're going to drown or nothing. But if you walk out to the middle, you may be a good 30 or 40 feet from the edge in either direction. But, you know, it was just good to see people out there having fun. At that level, that many people on that scale and in that demographic or class of people, if I could say that. You know what's interesting? I'm walking here, right? I'm walking. And I used to walk this way before. And I got the timer set. I did the math from when I left to when I should turn around to get back in time. And it's supposed to be in 2 minutes at 10:05. And basically, it's going to be right at where I used to turn around before. It's going to be basically right at almost exactly where I would always turn around before. I would always walk to this street, whatever, well, the walkway, Orange Line walkway. And cold water. This used to be my route before I started. I figured I didn't want to start, you know, turning down, going across the street on that turn. This way I used to come. And now it's going at 10:05. I'm supposed to turn around. It's 10:04 now. And here's where I used to always come before. In fact, I used to ride my bike this far. I could have really kept going on the bike though. Or does it stop here? I'm not sure if the thing stops here or what, but this is about as far as I've always gone on this thing, literally, right here. Oh, it's been a long time since I've been here, y'all. It's been a while. This used to be my stop. This used to be my spot right here where I used to walk up to here. This used to be it. This used to be it. And now it's 10:05, and I'll turn around. Oh, Chandler. You call that Chandler Boulevard? Oh, yeah, because I got to go on Chandler because the walkway stops. And I can Google and find out where I can Google and find out where I can Google and find out where the rest of the walkway goes. Had to wait for somebody to pull out there. It looked a bit unsure. So, you know, it's best for me just to let them do they do. And then, so now I'm turning around. Now the question is, I'm gonna have to walk all the way back up to my non-alternate route again. But that's cool. So here's Chandler. And Chandler looks like this all the way to Van Nuys Boulevard. It's like it has a median strip, that median with trees in it, all the way. But it didn't even this part, it got the median with trees in it. It got one way on the other, either side of the median. And this one has a metro line in between that. But Chandler, even though you walk down farther, it stays pretty much like that. And then the houses and stuff, you know, on the street, a little bit more fancier, definitely, especially if you get, I think we're in Sherman Oaks or Valley Village. I'm not sure. We're in one of those. I think we're in Sherman Oaks or Valley Village. One of those. And it's, you know, slightly more affluent area, if I can use that word. I'm gonna pause it and wipe the camera. Okay, that should be better. That should be better, a little bit more clear. Hopefully the sunlight and stuff. That's where I used to walk before. I might have to start coming back doing this again. I might have to start coming that way instead of walking up Fulton. Because, see, walking up Fulton, I don't have to worry about those lights. But the lights wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad at all. And I think this is where the walkway stops. I think this is where it actually it stops. And then it runs into Chandler. You can see how Chandler is. All the trees in the median. Then you got the one traffic on that side going that way and traffic on the other side of the median going this way. And then here's where the walkway starts, I believe, if they haven't extended it. And then Chandler goes that way. And then the walkway comes this way. See, they cross each other right there. The busway crosses over traffic going west on Chandler. And then we're back on the path. And there's Ethel. Ethel is a street from my past. I used to visit a very, 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 very close friend of mine on the DL. In the middle of the night, and I used to park on Ethel. Yeah, used to drive from Azusa all the way out here. We have our rendezvous, and used to park on Ethel. Yeah, I remember that. So that street will always be engraved in my history and brain. And when I moved out here and started to get used to all of the stuff that's going on and getting used to the streets and getting used to like where I was at, because I used to come out here and only go by directions and not really know where I was at. Just not to get from point A to point B. I used to come out and visit a very, very good friend of mine that I used to work with, Jeff. We used to call him Fever. I started calling him Fever because he looked like Howard Hessman from WKRP. His name was Jeff Thomas. We used to call him Fever because he looked like, you know, dude from WKRP. We used to hang with him real tight. Me, him, and Kelly used to hang real, real tight. Every day after work, we get off work in Pasadena and drive to his house. I used to live in Pasadena about probably like almost maybe a half a mile from where we worked. But we would get off work in Pasadena and I would drive to his house. We drive to his house in the valley, which is basically a Sepulveda and Roscoe. I knew nothing about the area. Yeah, I used to just go to his house. But that was really a sketchy area. Sepulveda and Roscoe, sketchy area, porn, hookers, the whole thing. You know, but I was just doing it. You know, I was just younger, I guess, and just, you know, just doing it. Because, you know, you just do things when you're young. And we used to always get a six pack before our drive. They used to take three. I used to take three. I used to drink my three by the time we got to the house, basically. And then we'd like get another 12 or something. And hang out there, me, him, and Kelly. And it was when I was with Kelly when I had my last drink. We were riding. We were going to Pasadena for some reason. I don't know what we were doing, but we were going to Pasadena for some reason. Going up to 134. Up around where the 210, the Tuna Canyon or something like in that area. Up over that hill. And I was going too fast. Flew past the policeman. They got me. Last beer I had was, of course, I was drinking it. Ended up throwing it under the seat of my car. He got me. Failed the tests. Took me in. Spent a night in county jail. The real one, LA County. Of course, I didn't go in with the population. I was just processed through. But that was enough. My ex-wife and my sister came and got me out. And that was the last drink I had. That was the last one. So I was with Kelly. My last drink. Why did I start telling that fever Jeff Thomas story? I forgot. What was I talking about? Pasadena, driving, Sepulveda, Roscoe. Oh, I was talking about hanging out here in the valley and not really knowing where I was going. And the whole point behind that story was I used to go to his house and only knew how to get there by directions and signs. I knew how to just take the 210 to the 134 and then go to the 405 and then get off on Sepulveda or something like that. I just knew it by, you know, turns. I didn't know where I was at or anything. And then one time at the same job, we end up going to Black Angus in Panorama City for some kind of event, you know, just to hang out, you know, with the people who work with. And I went there and I liked it so much, I kept going back. I would go back by myself. And again, it was just a place I knew how to get there. That was back when we had Thomas guys and all that stuff. And everything was like point to point. There really wasn't no idea of where you were going. It was just how to get there. So I just knew how to get, you know, from point to point and back. And I had no idea. I used to love the Black Angus. I would go there by myself. In fact, I'm thinking now it's going to be DVA. Well, anyway, I'm going to finish up the Black Angus story. So I used to go to Black Angus by myself and, you know, this and that. And of course, I got lucky or whatever. That's why I went back, whatever you want to call it. I met somebody there. I was like, oh, I like this place. I had met a girl there. And I was like, oh, this place is cool. Plus the music was good and it was free and I liked the DJ, you know, so I would go back. And I wasn't drinking, you know, so I was smoking cigarettes back in that day, I remember. And, you know, so I would go back, but I knew where it was. And the whole thing was, come to find out, you know, now that I moved out here and I've been living out here for a decade or longer, I was like, hey, that's the Black Angus I used to go to. It was right across from the Walmart I used to always go to. I was like, damn. Because I had no idea, you know, of where it was in relation to the world. I just knew how to get there from point A. So I was like, oh, that's the Black Angus. Oh, my God. So that was cool to realize that. Ooh, I should make this light. I was like, cool, that's the Black Angus. When I finally figured out it was a Panorama City. So that was that. I forget what story I went back to this to tell. I forget what story I was going to tell that I stopped and went back to finish that one up on. But, so that was cool. lived out here 20 years now. I know my way around the valley a little bit. I understand. And I could almost say the same thing. Yeah, this ain't bad at all. Getting across this street ain't bad at all. Hey, you don't see me crossing the street. You gotta let these people know. This ain't Ohio, they probably ain't from here. That ain't how we treat our pedestrians, damn it. We give our pedestrians more than the right of way. Damn it. So now we're back. So I might start doing that again. I might start going back that way instead of making that. You know, I just come out this end right here, then make a left and walk up. It was Spirit Airlines. I don't know if you can see it. I always see Spirit Airlines flying by. Probably the same flight at the same time every day, 1017. So now I'm going to see. Now this is, I usually walk this way at the end and walk back at the end, but because I had to skip this, I'm gonna walk back the same way I came so I can retrace my steps and keep the conformity to the, you know, back and forth pattern so that it all matches up. So I should get back home at 11, just like, you know, stay on the path. So, forget what I was talking about or what I was saying, but it's fun. I like it. I like it. I like it. Can you tell that I enjoy it? Can you tell that I enjoy my existence? That I take, I wouldn't say pride, even though I probably do. That I enjoy and I immerse myself in just about every instance of life and explore it. But I do recognize that that is probably because I have the freedom or the space to do that, meaning I have stability and a foundation that allows me to do that. Now, see, I could turn here. I could turn here. Ain't even look. See, I could turn here and walk this way. And it runs along the bike path, but it's kind of cutting off my corner. You know, the shortest distance is a straight line. That would have been a straight line, and that would have cut off steps. So I'm going to go all the way, walk down here, and take this route to get the max amount, take the longest route to get to retrace my steps and to get the steps here. And the thing about that is the noise and the traffic. That street would have been a lot quieter. And, you know, the traffic, you get used to it. And in ways, the traffic adds energy to my walk and to my psychic or whatever you want to call it. And, you know, it gives, like, you know, you're in it, the hustle bustle, you know, stay alert. That it's like a wake up energy or whatever. So, you know, and it's not too bad there, because I guess the school's out here, it's really not as trafficy. I've really noticed the difference in traffic. Probably not as school's out, you know, July. Look how quiet it is now. This shit used to always be, you know, maybe people on vacation, maybe this or that. But I could like walk across the street without the light. And maybe that's why it was so easy crossing Fulton. What street was that? Fulton and was that Burbank? That might have been Burbank. That might have been Burbank. See, and the way the bike path goes, it twists so that it almost ends up running north and south at times. It starts off east and west. That's the general idea of it, to go east and west. But then it ends up going north and south to the point I go from Oxnard down to Burbank. That's like two major streets. And you just get used to walking that. And then when I, you know, again, when I finally pulled up the map and saw how all that worked on in relation to everything, I was like, oh, so it's not a straight line. Because it used to always trip me out that I'm walking on the, you know, I go to the orange, I walk up to pass Oxnard, then I start going east on the busway walkway. And then I get to the other end, I'm down below Burbank, which is like a maybe a quarter mile on the major street away on the grid, on the square, you know, the grid where all the streets are, you know, perpendicular. Then I realized, oh, the busway is diagonal or it changes. But anyway, that was fun. So now I'm gonna walk back to Oxnard. And when I come home from work, I take this route sometimes. And I ride down Oxnard and from the freeway. And I go, wow, you know, this is where I walk every day. I see it's a trip to drive by places that you walk so frequently. It happens in Ohio, happens in Loma Linda. You know, when I'm just walking, I'm like, damn. I mean, I'm driving, I'm like, damn, I walked here lots and lots of times, you know? And that's cool. You get, it's kind of a thing. And it probably goes to being out, getting used to being out, walking, being outside. I don't know if I would call it being in public, but, you know, just being outside, being out in the elements. No, can you call this elements, I guess? Sun, heat, I guess that is elements. Just being out, outdoors, and out of the apartment. And you get, first I, you know, took a while to get comfortable with it to a degree. And then now, I think I need it. You know, I have to get up and get my walk, my 4 miles, 4.5 miles, 4.75 miles walk every day before I basically do anything, before I eat or do anything. So I can go back and get on that scale, dehydrate it, and get that low number. And it's to the point now that I sweat so much, and that number, I get that number so low that I'll get on the scale, it'll be like 215.2 or something. I'll be like, whoa, you know, it's a good number. You're like 3.5 pounds, 4 pounds down. From when I started this morning, when it's usually only 2.8, usually 2.8 is what I usually get when it's like quote unquote winter time and I don't sweat that much. 2.8 is what I usually lose, you know, without sweating, without wearing a sweat jacket and sweating profusely. And then I'll get that low number and I go, whoa, go from like 219 to 214 or something like that. Whoa. And I'll get back on it and check it again, it'll be okay. Then I'll literally get in the shower, take a shower, get out, dry, get back on the scale, and it then went up 0.2 or 0.4 pounds. Just from, you know, that little bit of time. So that's why I call that an anomaly weight. I know that weight ain't real. I mean, I know that weight ain't real. So now usually I come here, I get here and I turn around and I go back all the way back to where it was, to the walkway, and take the walkway. But now since the walkway closed, I'm gonna come up here and walk this way on Oxnard. See? And from this Fulton, from Fulton to Woodman, this is Fulton, Woodman, Oxnard. We're back on the square now. So we're back where we treat you perpendicular. It's a short walk. I'm like, damn, that's nothing. It's that walkway that makes that stretch longer. And then, in my mind, the walk from, see, the walk back up to Oxnard. If you take the walkway, you go south or north, one of them. See, because see, there it is right there. But the walkway curves, and then you got to walk back up. So that adds a lot of steps to it. And you don't really recognize that until you recognize it. You see, from Fulton to Oxnard, from Fulton to Woodman is nothing. From that point is nothing. But in my walking ways, I walk all the way down Fulton, up Fulton, then down Fulton, and then diagonal from all the way back up here, if I'm saying that right. It's like I walk to a catacorner and walk back. So it's a like longer walk, more steps, which is the whole point. And I'm not on the street, so it's quieter, whatever that means. And see, I was when I was walking this way, I was looking, oh, I could have took this street, or I could have took, I don't know if I showed y'all that hill view. That hill view runs along the bike path, and it's a street with houses on it, and it runs along the bike path. I could have walked that one, but it's like, that would have been taking the shortest distance and cut steps off. And I think this goes down and eventually dead ends or connects to Hillview, which goes all the way from Fulton, where we walked, all the way over to Oxnard. See, Fulton and Oxnard are catacorner. They run in different directions. And Hillview connects them. Kind of makes like a triangle. Now I'm overly explaining that, but that's what I like to do. And as you can see, the houses here, these are probably $1 million houses. Seems like the going rate nowadays around here is about $1 million, definitely $500,000, $600,000, $700,000. And what I'll do is, I'll throw an address in, and put an address in Google, Zillow comes up, or realtor, somebody, and I'll see what the prices are, just to get an idea. I always have fun doing that. A bunch of houses in my neighborhood, $1 million. That the house that I watched being rebuilt, and now it's a white. They made it with that modern black and white, stark looking, you know, decor that I kind of like. Modernistic, I guess. Yeah, swimming pool, in-ground swimming pool. And if I read it right, that thing has 7 bedrooms or something like that. I mean, it's a gorgeous, you know, super house. They wanted $2 million. $2.5 million for that. And I always look, because I like to look and see what kind of house would I think I would like to live in. What style, what decor, how big. You know, some of the stuff is just too big. Some of that stuff is just too big for me. Some of it is too dated looking, too traditional looking. I like the modern, kind of plain, stark look that I see they're doing. You know, with the straight lines, 90 degree corners, 90 degree angles and everything. So like this is more of a stylish, maybe 60s looking place. I don't see myself, I ain't gonna say I don't see myself in being in something like that. I just don't think it identifies. It's like this with a little porch and a nice little door, you know, decorative motif. Decorative is the word. See, that's not too bad. No decoration. Oh, look at this yard. You see all that? The way that's built in that corner. See, I wouldn't want all that yard. I wouldn't want all that yard. Forget it. See, this is kind of like it, but that's a little bit stylish though. Not the corners aren't as sharp, but that's kind of like the coloring. That's kind of like the coloring and the look. But as you can see, the corners aren't perpendicular. But that's kind of like the, you know, the coloring style. But anyway, I'm gonna walk up here and let y'all see the entrance is blocked off. And I'll get back on my path, my default path. So now I know which way I'm gonna have to walk for the next few days. Well, actually, it won't be for the next few days. Or will it? No, it might not be for the next few days. Because I might not come this way again for a while. Might not come this way again till next month. Come to think about it, I might not be on the default path, default route, in the default location until next month. Hopefully they have this done. Because I do like walking where it's quiet. See what we're talking about here? See, look, there was somebody walking on today. Oh, they look like he working there, though. I was going to say, yeah, you ain't supposed to be walking on there, buddy. That's that. When I come back here, y'all might recognize this part as part of my default. Look at that. Part of my default route. You can come here and get to going where I'm going. Feeling good. You can tell. I wonder, can you tell I'm feeling good? Can you feel my energy is good? I do feel good. I'm getting lots of sleep. I need to get more sleep or more downtime or something. You know, I think along with 8 hours sleep, I might need 2 or 3 hours of just downtime. Being horizontal, letting my mind go or letting my body just rest. And not necessarily sitting in a chair watching TV. Engaged, almost like disengaged. You know, just kind of scrolling through my phone, just doing mindless stuff. Completely mindless. Not like watching Billions. You know, you watch Billions, you got to keep up with the dialogue and the references. It's almost exhausting. Or House of Dragons. House of the Dragon. You know, I was calling it House of Dragons. I think the name of the show was the House of the Dragon. I think that everybody called it House of Dragons. I think it's House of the Dragon. Officially. But, you know, you watching that, you gotta watch it. That's draining almost. You know what else too? I watched Tyler Perry. I watched the Tyler Perry show. I might save that for another thing, because this one done went 50 minutes. Anyhow, swinging on y'all 2 times. For me, for the phone. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom in this or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be. Totality of it all. Theory of universe. Hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.